This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Julianne with the April 26, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. We'll start with the week's big news. The first article is International Climate Case Decided. On April 9, Europe's highest court of law ruled that Switzerland had violated the human rights of its citizens by failing to do enough to protect them from the effects of climate change. It was the first climate decision issued by an international court. The ruling is expected to spark similar lawsuits in other countries. What was the legal battle? In 2020, a group of more than 2,000 Swiss women called Senior Women for Climate Protection filed a lawsuit against Switzerland. A lawsuit is a legal action taken by one party against another to be decided in court. The average age of the women is 74. They said the government's lack of effective policy on climate change put them at risk of dying in heat waves and that their age and gender make them more vulnerable to heat-related medical problems. The lawsuit was filed in the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, a court based in France that hears cases involving any of the 46 nations that agreed to the European Convention on Human Rights. What was the decision? The ECHR's 17 judges said that the Swiss government's climate strategies were inadequate and that it had failed to meet its own goals for cutting emissions from harmful greenhouse gases. It is clear that future generations are likely to bear an increasingly severe burden of the consequences of present failures and omissions to combat climate change, said the court's top judge, Siofra O'Leary. Why is this case significant? The ruling opens a path for citizens in other ECHR countries to file lawsuits arguing for stronger climate laws. There are several ongoing cases now in front of the court, including one against the government of Norway. The plaintiffs in that case claim that the government harms the environment and violates their human rights when it lets companies drill for fossil fuels like oil and gas in Norway. Fossil fuels are used to power factories, cars, and other vehicles and are a major contributor of greenhouse gases. The ruling in the Switzerland case also sets a precedent, which is a decision that could influence other courts or judges that could affect future cases brought by individuals or environmental organizations. How did people react? The Senior Women for Climate Protection said they were happy with the decision. The court recognized our fundamental right to a healthy climate and to have our country do what it failed to do until now by taking ambitious measures to protect our health and protect the future of all, said Anne Mayer, a member of the group. The Swiss government said it would honor the verdict. We have to, in good faith, implement and execute the judgment, Elaine Chablais, who represented Switzerland at the hearings, told the Associated Press. Legal experts said it was a landmark decision. We expect this ruling to influence climate action and climate law across Europe and far beyond, Joy Chowdhury, an attorney at the Center for International Environmental Law, told The Guardian. What will happen next? The ruling is final and cannot be appealed. While the decision said Switzerland has a legal duty to do more to respond to climate change, it does not say how the country should go about doing that. That is up to Switzerland's leaders to determine. If they don't take proper action, however, they could face more legal battles and possibly financial penalties. Swiss officials said they would review the decision to figure out what steps to take. Meanwhile, ongoing climate cases based on human rights claims will proceed in Australia, Brazil, Peru, and South Korea. And the information bubble is fresh air. The country with the cleanest air is French Polynesia, while Mauritius is ranked second and Iceland is third. And the sidebar is Switzerland fact file. Its population is 8.8 million. The languages are German, French, Italian, and Romanche. Money is Swiss franc and euro. The size is 15,940 square miles. Its geography, most people live in the plateau between the Alps and Jura mountain ranges, and bordering countries are France, Italy, Austria, Germany, and Liechtenstein. Next, Passover begins across the globe. From April 22 to 30, people will observe Passover, one of the most important Jewish holidays. The holiday honors the escape of the Jewish people from slavery in Egypt thousands of years ago, as told by the Torah, which is the Jewish religious text. Passover begins at sundown and is observed for 8 days. On the first and second nights, people gather for a dinner called Seder and tell the story of Passover. The Passover table holds a Seder plate with 6 symbolic foods. These include bitter herbs, which represent the bitterness of slavery, and matzo, which represents the unleavened or flat bread Jews ate when fleeing Egypt. Children win a prize for finding a hidden piece of matzo called afikomen. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual Seder each year, calling it the People's Seder. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish, will host a Seder at their residence in Washington, D.C. Passover reminds us that even in our most challenging moments, there is hope for renewal and liberation, Emhoff said. Now we find out about ancient art found at Pompeii. Roman art dating back thousands of years was recently uncovered in the ancient ruins of Pompeii, Italy. The city was destroyed by a volcanic eruption in the year 79, and much of it was preserved under thick layers of stone and ash. Archaeologists, who are scientists who study objects left by people long ago, have been working to dig out the remains of Pompeii for hundreds of years. UNESCO, which is a global organization that supports the arts and culture, named it a World Heritage Site and said it provides a complete picture of an ancient Roman city. The recent discovery is the most important in many years. Experts unearthed a grand residence where the initials ARV are carved in the walls. This indicates that the home belonged to Aulus Rustius Verus, a wealthy Pompeii politician. The team found a large dining hall that was nearly intact. The chamber is about 50 feet long and 20 feet wide and has a mosaic floor made up of more than 1 million white tiles. Its walls were painted black and adorned with frescoes, artwork making use of an old technique of painting with watercolors on wet plaster. The frescoes depict characters from Greek mythology and tell stories of heroism and fate. The hall would have been an elegant setting for entertaining guests, the archaeologist said. As people dined in the room, flickering candlelight would have made the figures seem to move. Pompeii is truly a treasure chest, Italy's cultural minister Gennaro Sanguigliano said of the recent discovery. Every time we dig, we find something beautiful and significant. And the information bubble is work in progress. Since the ruins of Pompeii were first discovered in 1748, experts have dug up about 2/3 of the ancient city. Now we move to animals in the environment. The first article is Insects to Return in a Rare Event. Trillions of cicadas will emerge from the ground in several U.S. states this summer, a historic year for the creatures. Cicadas are cricket-like insects that can jump, fly, drink sap from trees, and produce sounds by vibrating their bodies. They do not bite or sting and are harmless to humans. Newly hatched cicadas, or nymphs, live underground until they emerge to mate. There are more than 3,000 species of cicadas, and most of them appear above ground every summer. But 7 species in North America stay underground for years before emerging. These are called periodical cicadas. 4 of the species emerge on a 13-year cycle, while 3 follow a 17-year cycle. Large groups of cicada that emerge together, which may include multiple species, are called broods. In 2024, a 13-year brood called Brood 19 and a 17-year brood called Brood 8 will both emerge at the same time. These broods last appeared together in 1803. This will be the largest number of cicadas that have emerged in the U.S. in decades, possibly centuries. This year is also unusual because the 2 broods will emerge close to each other. Brood 19, also known as the Great Southern Brood, is expected to appear in a range of states from Maryland and Georgia to southern Illinois and Iowa. Brood 8, the Northern Illinois brood, will appear in northern Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, and Michigan. Cicada nymphs will crawl out from the ground once the soil has reached about 64 degrees Fahrenheit, most likely starting in late April this year. They will shed their skin, grow wings, and take on their adult form. The males will then vibrate a part of their bodies called a timbal to make a loud mating call. Once each female finds a mate, she will lay hundreds of eggs. After several weeks, new nymphs will hatch, then burrow underground, and the cycle will begin again. It's like an entire alien species living underneath our feet, Professor Saad Bhamla told CBS News. It's just a unique experience, a sight to behold. And the information bubble is, what's the buzz? Cicadas' songs can reach volumes as loud as the noise from a lawnmower or tractor. And the sidebar is, the life of a cicada. While underground, periodical cicada nymphs suck on fluids from plant roots. Nymphs are white with brown exoskeletons, or protective outer coverings, but after emerging, they grow new exoskeletons and turn black. Adults have red eyes and orange wing veins, and they feed on plants and shrubs. And now, dogs can understand our words. Social media is full of viral videos of dogs seeming to react to their favorite words, like walk, ball, or park. But do the pets truly know what is being said? A new study by researchers in Hungary has found that dogs may actually understand words more than was previously thought. The research team tested 27 pet dogs who knew at least three words for different objects, according to their owners. The researchers played a recording of the owner calling out the name of an object, such as a ball, a leash, or a frisbee. Then the owner held up either the matching item or an object that did not match the name. Meanwhile, the scientists recorded electrical activity in the dog's brains. The researchers noticed a spike in the canine's brain activity when the objects and the words did not match. They believed the dogs could picture the correct item in their minds and reacted when the wrong item was displayed. While dogs may not use language the same way humans do, the study revealed that dogs may have the ability to link words with objects. And the information bubble is, did you know? Puppies are deaf when they are born. They gain the ability to hear at about 3 weeks of age. The animal of the week this week is the Phanoloca. A rare spotted Phanoloca, also called a Malagasy civet, has been born at the Nashville Zoo. This is the second Phanoloca to be born in the U.S. The male pup, which weighed a quarter of a pound at birth, is cared for by the zoo's veterinarians. They live about 20 years in Madagascar's rainforests and lowlands. They grow to about 4 pounds 26 inches long, eating insects, birds' eggs, and small animals. The fun fact is, at 4 pounds, Phanolocas are the second largest predators in Madagascar. The Ask an Expert question is, if apes evolved into humans, why don't they continuously evolve into more human beings anymore? And the answer? Humans actually did not evolve from apes. Both evolved from a now extinct common ancestor. Our closest living relatives are chimpanzees, and our lineage split from theirs 7 million years ago. Humans and apes have been on separate branches of the family tree for quite some time. The special section is all about the Mississippi River, the story of an epic American waterway. The winding Mississippi River spans about 2,350 miles and holds an important place in American history and culture. Facts about the river. Experts believe the Mississippi River started forming about 70 million years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. It started in the north at Lake Itasca in Minnesota and travels south to the Gulf of Mexico and Louisiana. The river has many tributaries, which are smaller rivers that meet a larger one, including the Missouri River and the Ohio River. When combined with the Missouri River, the Mississippi is the longest river in North America. Early history. The area around the river has been inhabited for centuries by Native Americans and their ancestors. The arrival of Europeans in the 16th century brought disease, displacement, and the enslavement of the local population. It also led to a power struggle among the French, British, and Spanish over the river and adjoining lands. France sold the region to the U.S. in 1803 under the Louisiana Purchase, expanding the nation's borders west of the Mississippi River. The Indian Removal Act of 1830 and other treaties forced Native Americans to give up their ancestral lands to new settlers. Addressing the past, the Mississippi was a symbol of both oppression and freedom for another group of people. Enslaved Africans who were forced to work on cotton, rice, tobacco, and other plantations starting in 1619. They were sold at auctions and then transported on steamboats. The river became an important part of the Underground Railroad, a secret network of people and places that helped enslaved people reach freedom. These experiences led to the creation of original musical genres such as jazz and blues. To try to reckon with the past, Forks of the Road, one of the largest slave markets along the river's route, was recognized as a new National Historic Site in 2021 and was added to the Natchez National Historic Park in Mississippi. Protecting a crucial route. Today, the river is a busy commercial waterway that is vital to the U.S. economy. It brings in billions of dollars through tourism, and more than 90% of food products sold to other countries is grown in the Mississippi River Basin. The river has more than 40 ports and harbors, through which about 60% of the nation's grains are shipped around the world. Millions of people rely on the river for their daily water needs. All this has come at a cost. River traffic and construction have caused erosion and harmed wildlife. Government agencies, environmental groups, and volunteers are working to protect the mighty river for future generations. And the information bubbles? River rhythms. The Mississippi River has inspired more than 1,000 songs by artists such as Oscar Hammerstein II and Bessie Smith. Under the surface, about 25% of all fish species in North America live in the Mississippi River. And did you know? At its narrowest, the river spans 20 to 30 feet. At its widest, it stretches about 11 miles across. And the sidebar is animals along the Mississippi. Louisiana black bear. This subspecies of American black bear is Louisiana's official state mammal. It was removed from the Endangered Species Act in 2017. Roseate spoonbill. The Mississippi Flyway is one of the most important spring and autumn migratory routes for birds. One that makes this journey is the roseate spoonbill, named for its rose color and long beak that looks like a spoon. It visits the Mississippi Delta in the fall. American alligator. Measuring between 9 and 13 feet long, the American alligator is one of North America's largest reptiles. Louisiana has one of the largest wild alligator populations in the U.S. In science and technology, we learn about a preserved village being discovered. An extremely well-preserved, 3,000-year-old village has been discovered in the UK. The site, called Must Farm, was buried in mud and provides a glimpse of life in the Bronze Age. That era lasted from about 2000 BCE to 800 BCE in the UK and marked the first time people worked with metal. Must Farm existed for a short time around 850 BCE, said the archaeologists, which are scientists who study objects left by people long ago, who found it. The village consisted of several large, round, wooden homes called roundhouses that were built on stilts above a river. They were about 540 square feet each, with fireplaces and roofs made of straw and clay and connected by walkways. The village was destroyed in a massive fire a few months after it was built. The houses plunged into the river below, where they were preserved in mud, along with their contents. The team said Must Farm is a time capsule of life in ancient England and called it Britain's Pompeii. Pompeii was an Italian city that preserved by rock and ash from a volcano. Artifacts found at Must Farm offer a deeper understanding of what experts call the cozy existence that briefly existed in the village. Objects included stack of spears, linen clothing, a half-eaten bowl of porridge with a wooden spoon, community trash bins, and a necklace with amber and glass beads. There was also a clay pottery bowl that included the finger marks of its maker. It might be the best prehistoric settlement that we've found in Britain, said Mark Knight, the excavation director. The archaeology team identified four roundhouses and a structure that provided an entrance into the village, but they said the original Must Farm was probably twice as big. They could not pinpoint the cause of the fire that destroyed the village, but they believe, based on the evidence left behind, that all the residents made it out safely. The discoveries indicate a way of life that was more sophisticated than we could have imagined, Duncan Wilson, head of Historic England, the agency responsible for preserving England's historic environment, said in a statement. The information bubble is, did you know? The Must Farm Village was found in the Flag Fen Basin, which is a wetlands area and archaeological site in Eastern Europe. The sidebar, artists create replicas. Archaeologists created replicas, or exact copies, of 9 tools used by Must Farm's residents in an effort to learn about their ancient lives. The team based the recreation on photographs, illustration, and measurements of the original objects found at the site. The replicas included a sickle, or curved blade, razor, and axe. James Dilley, who worked on the project, said Bronze Age research can be like assembling a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle because so few objects have survived. The Must Farm artifacts were a rare exception and turned out to be surprisingly familiar. They're not too distant from our modern woodworking tools today, Dilley said. The replicas will be taken to schools to help students gain a better understanding of that time in history. Next, the science of Caitlin Clark's jump shot. University of Iowa basketball star Caitlin Clark had one of the greatest careers in college basketball history, and researchers said there are sound scientific principles behind her success. Larry Silverberg and Chua Tran, engineers from North Carolina State University, have studied the mechanics of basketball shots for more than two decades. Clark's jump shot meets many of their requirements for an ideal shot. It has a high release point, which allows the ball to travel in a clear line towards the basket, and it approaches the basket at a 45-degree angle. Silverbird and Tran said that a successful shot is aimed toward the back of the basket with a 2-inch gap between the ball and the hoop. The player also releases the ball with a smooth motion. Silverberg said Clark is shooting an optimal shot. Other top shooters like Stephen Curry and Sabrina Ionescu shared these skills. When you watch really good shooters, they all practice the principles that we see in the math, Silverberg said. Star players like Clark and Curry are also encouraged to shoot from a distance greater than previous generations of players were. Mechanics aside, the scientists said all the science behind Clark's career would not have worked without her skill, dedication, and relentless practice. She's phenomenal, Tran said. You can't stop her. And the information bubble is early start. Basketball star Caitlin Clark, who is 22 years old and 6 feet tall, started playing the game at age 5. Now for sports, where NBA teams get set for postseason. The 2023-2024 NBA, or National Basketball Association, regular season concluded on April 14. All 20 of the postseason spots have been clinched beforehand, but several final games were crucial for determining the playoff seeding, or ranking. The Boston Celtics, who compiled the best regular season record with 64 wins and 18 losses, are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. The New York Knicks earned the number two seed in the East with a win on the final day of the season. They beat the Chicago Bulls by a close score of 120-119 in overtime. Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson delivered 40 points. The Knicks won their last five games and had their best regular season record since the 2012-2013 season. In the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Denver Nuggets, last season's champions, were tied for first heading into their final games. The Thunder and Nuggets won their matchups, so they remain tied. But since Oklahoma had a better record in the head-to-head games this season, they earned the number one seed. The Nuggets are number two, and the Timberwolves are number three. In each conference, the top six teams move on to the playoffs, while seeds 7 through 10 compete in the play-in tournament, which began on April 16. Two teams will advance to the playoffs as the 7th and 8th seeds. The Phoenix Suns, the 6th seed in the West, avoided the play-in tournament with a 125-106 win over the Timberwolves. They had an identical record to the New Orleans Pelicans, but held the tiebreaker advantage, so the Pelicans went to the play-in. In the East, two teams could make it past the play-in tournament are the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. Joel Embiid, the 76ers' star center who was injured on January 30th, and is the league's reigning most valuable player, should be able to return for the postseason. Miami, who reached the NBA Finals last season as the 8th seed, is hoping to duplicate that run this year. The first round of the NBA playoffs will begin on April 20th. Game 1 of the finals is set for June 6. The information bubble is Did You Know? Former U.S. Senator Bill Bradley was once a star player for the New York Knicks. And the sidebar is Player on the Move. College basketball player Bronny James, whose father is NBA star LeBron James, has declared for the 2024 NBA draft. LeBron said he wants to play in the NBA with his son, but Bronny, who plays for USC, may transfer colleges instead of going professional this year. Next, Canada tops U.S. to take hockey title. On April 14, national teams from the U.S. and Canada faced off in the final 2024 International Ice Hockey Federation, or IIHF, Women's World Championship in Utica, New York. Last year, Team USA won the championship in Canada, and this year, Canada set out to win it back. The longtime rivals met in the final, which was an exhilarating game that Canada won 6-5 in overtime. Canada's victory was a comeback from a 1-0 overtime loss to the U.S. in a group stage game on April 8. Kirsten Sims, one of Team USA's young stars, scored the winning goal. Both teams sailed through the quarterfinal and semifinal rounds. Either the U.S. or Canada has won every Women's World Championship since the first one in 1990. This year, Canada opened scoring in the highly competitive contest, and the teams traded goals within minutes of each other during each period. At one point, the U.S. was up 3-2, then Canadian captain Marie-Philippe Poulin scored her first goal of the tournament. U.S. star Hillary Knight, who holds the record for most goals at Worlds, scored to make it 4-3. Canada scored the next two goals, but the U.S. tied it at 5-5 before the end of the third period. Canada's Danielle Sardenchny scored the game winner in the extra period. Layla Edwards of Team USA was named the most valuable player after the game. At age 20, she is the youngest non-goalie to win the award. She's also the first black woman to play for the U.S. at a world championship. Edwards and Alex Carpenter, also of the U.S., both scored in the final and tied for the tournament lead with 6 goals apiece. The information bubble is WOW. For the first time ever, there are more than 100,000 females registered as members of USA Hockey. We'll finish with around the world. In Bogota, Colombia, water restrictions are implemented. About 10 million people in Colombia's capital city have to limit their water use because of a severe drought, which is a long period without rain, and unusually hot weather. The city's reservoirs have hit historically low levels. The government now says some areas must take turns shutting off water supply for 24 hours. Officials also urged residents to take shorter showers and only use as much water as they absolutely need. In Nigeria, a vaccine is introduced. Nigeria became the first country to begin using a new vaccine, which is medicine that prevents an illness, against meningitis. Meningitis is a deadly disease, usually caused by a virus or bacteria, that affects the area around the brain and spinal cord. Cases of the disease rose by 50% last year in 26 African countries. A previous vaccine protected against one type of bacteria that caused meningitis, but the new MEN5CV vaccine will protect against 5 types. That's all the time we have this week for the April 26, 2024 edition of The Week Junior. This is Julianne, and have a great week.